Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Once or twice before, I have shared with you a blessing from Methodist minister Jan Richardson. And for those of you who were in the grief group, I often shared blessings from her. She writes the most beautifully profound and prophetic blessings, and oftentimes she creates a piece of art to go with it. I chose to have one of her pieces of art on my ordination bulletin on the cover, and the blessing is on the first page. The picture is, it looks like a collage where she has a round table, and all the people sitting around it are very different from one another in every way, symbolizing the diversity of all of God's people. And on the table are loaves of bread and glasses of wine. And this is the blessing that she wrote. It's called, "And the table will be wide." And the table will be wide. And the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough, and we will come unhindered and free. Our aching will be met with bread, and our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame. And we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair. And we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world. And we will become drink for those who thirst. And the blessed will become the blessing, and everywhere will be the feast. I think this blessing so beautifully describes what we as ELCA Lutherans believe about Holy Communion. I chose this for my ordination to Word and Sacrament because it was and still is my hope and prayer that God would use me and my ministry to help make this blessing become a little bit more of a reality. It has also been my hope and prayer that what we have explored together and learned together this summer in our sermon series, that would help this blessing also become more of a reality in your lives and in the life we share together as the body of Christ here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. So this is our last sermon in our sermon series. And Sunday by Sunday this summer, we covered a lot of ground. We've come to understand that there is so much more happening in this meal than we can see with our eyes. We've deepened our understanding of all that God does in and through this meal. We have grown more fully in the knowledge that this sacrament, this holy meal, it's not only the center of our worship, but it is the center of our lives as followers of Jesus. Jesus faithfully and constantly showed God's boundless love by eating with people. And Jesus continues to show God's love by eating with us. Jesus is with us at this table as host and in great mercy and love as he becomes the very food that we eat. In the Eucharist, God invites us to feast on Christ, the bread of life who again and again comes to us and gives himself to us to nourish us, to sustain us, and to empower us. Jesus gives himself to us as food for the journey of discipleship, so that we can be sent out to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Every Sunday, we go out from this place as fed people so that we can feed people. We've learned that this meal is not a symbol, that the bread and wine are not symbols, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, this bread and wine become for us the true presence of Jesus. And that's why we come to this table often, because we need it often. We need Jesus often. We need the presence that we receive here so that we can live out the life of discipleship, so that we can live out daily our baptismal promises, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And so the rhythm of our lives becomes that we begin our weeks not in the chaos of Monday mornings, but that we begin our week in worship on Sundays. We begin our week by offering thanks and praise to God, and we begin our week by returning to the font to hear the words that remind us that we are God's beloved children, to get our bearings, to reorient ourselves to who we really are and to whose we truly are. And then we also begin our week by coming to the table at Christ's invitation to receive the presence of Jesus in the bread and wine, which comforts us, forgives us, pours God's love and grace into us, and transforms us. Transforms us into what we eat. As we gather at this table with the entire communion of saints, we remember the countless meals that God has provided for God's people in the past, and we simultaneously look forward with great hope to the feast that God will provide for all people when Christ comes again to restore all things. Until that day, we come to this table often, because we need it often. We come to this table to feast on the body of Christ so that we become the body of Christ in a world that deeply hungers for his presence. And so I'd like to end this sermon and this sermon series by reading this blessing one more time. And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough, and we will come unhindered and free. Our aching will be met with bread, and our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame. And we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair. And we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world. And we will become drink for all of those who thirst. And the blessed will become the blessing, and everywhere will be the feast. Brothers and sisters, may it be so, to the glory of God. Amen.